it just cannot effectively represent the subtle truths with concrete things only one. You need to have many symbolic representations to indicate numerous aspects of the truth. The Buddhas are symbolized is a symbol of the virtue of the nature. Bodhisattva is the symbolize the virtue of cultivation. That's why in every monastery or temple, you often see one Buddha in the middle, supported by two, accompanied by two Bodhisattvas. One Buddha indicates the original nature of emptiness. And two Bodhisattvas, Mahasattvas, next to the Buddha, indicating its functions. That can also be seen from the Flower Adorned Sutra. In that sutra, Buddha spoke of no words. It was taught by Bodhisattvas, Mahasattvas, because Buddha represents or symbolizes the original nature, the original body of the nature, which is no talking, no moving, and no thought. Therefore, if you try to understand this fundamental nature, you have to get it through its function and its application. That's why Bodhisattva provides the teachings in this Flower Adorned Sutra. And there are two Bodhisattvas, basically, one indicating the action, one indicating the theory part, the realization portion. The realization related to the theory and the action related to the practice. And in the ancient China, there's a famous philosopher called Wang Yangming. He has a philosophy called knowledge and practice is in one and inseparable. That is coming from the idea of Bodhisattva's indication, Bodhisattva's representation of the Bodhisattvas, representing the action, representing the knowledge, representing the practice, and representing the theory. So Mr. Wang Yangming get inspiration from Buddhism and come out his new philosophy as knowledge and practice are in one. We can also take another look. In the temple, we see Buddha Sakyamuni statue in the middle, surrounded by, accompanied by two other Bodhisattva. One is Alan, the other one is Jiaxue Zunze. Alan indicating knowledge, because he's number one in knowledge or philosophy. The Jiaxue indicating or representing the action and the practice. And Buddha Sakyamuni sitting in between, indicating the original nature which is unmoving. What is Buddha? What is Sakyamuni? Sakya, original meaning is compassion, love and compassion. Moni indicating purity. Only those who are pure are truly blessed. And I can give you another example. Amitabha Buddha in the center, accompanied by, the other example would be still Buddha Sakyamuni in the center, conjugacy and universal goodness Bodhisattva at the side. In this case, Manjushri Bodhisattva representing wisdom aspects of the great nature's function. And universal goodness Bodhisattva Mahasattva representing the auspicious actions and activity in saving sentient beings. That's also coming out of the center of the unmoving nature body, original nature. And there's another common statue or arrangement you see in a temple. That is Amitabha Buddha in the center, and Guanyin, and Da Shi Zi, the great spiritual power Bodhisattva, at the side. The Amitabha indicating infinity. A means nothingness. Mita meaning 无量, A is 无, 弥陀 is
量,
means quantity. No quantity means infinity, not quantity, means quantity, means infinity. It's indicating infinite wisdom, infinite supreme powers, infinite life expectancy, and everything are infinite. And among all the infinities, the most important is infinite life. Because without infinite life, then the infinite wisdom and supernatural power cannot be continued. And this infinity is from within the self Buddha nature. And that's why the sixth patriarch in his sixth patriarch platform sutra, it says, how wonderful the self nature possesses everything. How wonderful the self nature can generate all Dhamma. These are statements when sixth patriarch first become enlightened. He made such comments. Then from the Amitabha picture indicating original Buddha nature, how do we practice? Follow Guanyin and Great Spiritual Power's example. Follow Guanyin by being loving, kind, and compassionate. Follow Great Spiritual Power Bodhisattva by single-mindedly chanting Amitabha name. Chanting Amitabha name is beneficial to oneself, but that will become self-contained or Theravada Buddhism. Then we need to combine and balance with learning from Guanyin to be compassionate to others. Then one will perfect one's practice and benefit not only oneself and others as well. So from the statue arrangement, we see the tremendous meaning and profound philosophy are hiding behind it. In the temple, there is a main hall in the center. You look from outside inwardly, it's like two compartment. But if once you go inside, it's just one complete hall. This has a meaning. Looking from outside as if there are two parts in two compartments, indicating they are universal supreme truths and the versus worldly truth. Once you go inside, that means universal truths are not separate from the supreme truth. And then you're first going to see in the temple the Maitreya Bodhisattva's picture or statue in the center. And the first structure or building in the temple is called Heavenly King Palace. In the center of this Heavenly King Palace seated Maitreya Bodhisattva Mahasattva. And this Heavenly King Palace is basically a place where Dhamma Protector resides. Four different Dhamma Protectors reside there. And they protect the Dhamma practitioners. And the statue of this Maitreya Bodhisattva Mahasattva is carved, as we all see in the restaurant, the Happy Buddha's statue, with big smile on the face and a big belly. Which means, big smile means one must be always happy to interface with others. And big belly means one must have great compassion, great tolerance and patience in one's own mind, or the mind is of equanimity. So outwardly there's happy smiling, inwardly is peace and no moving or equanimity. With this statue indicating, if you too have a great tolerance inside and happy smile outside. As reminded by the statue, then you are qualified to practice Buddha Dhamma, and you are truly entering into the Dhamma realm. Now, talk about the four Dhamma protectors around the Heavenly King Palace. To the east is the Eastern Country Protection Heavenly King, which indicates responsibility. Responsible for one's family, responsible for the activity of a company, and responsible for the duties of a country. If everybody does that, then the society will be balanced and the country will be prosperous and strong. Then the southern part of this Heavenly King Palace is the Prosperity Heavenly King, which indicates progress. Constant progress in wisdom, in compassion, in capability, in art, and in quality living. So Buddhism is not really a backward, superstitious religion. It has a very positive meaning and philosophy behind it. To the west of this Heavenly King Palace is the Western Wide Eye Heavenly King, which indicates one need to constantly observing the environment and learn from the environment. And the northern part of this Heavenly King Palace is the northern knowledgeable Heavenly King, knowledgeable in listening. Now that means one need to listen to the environment and learn from the environment and obtain or accumulate knowledge. Chinese proverb said one need to read 10,000 rows of scriptures or books and travel 10,000 miles. That is to say, one need to learn, to see, to hear, and therefore will be able to gain knowledge from the world, and will be able to learn from other people's strength and avoid other people's faults or weaknesses. Therefore, the statues sculpt and place around this Heavenly King Palace has very good educational meaning. Buddhism is not superstitious at all. We're going to spend a little time explain a little further about the tools holding in the hand of individual Heavenly King in this Heavenly King Palace. The Eastern Country Protecting Heavenly King holding instrument in the hand, indicating when we want to be responsible in performing our duty, we must not do it too rush or too slow and sloppy. Just like played instrument, the string must not be too tight or too loose. It's indicating middle path. If you do things in the proper manner, follow the middle path, you can be responsible and you can have good results. The Southern Prosperity Heavenly King carries sword in hand. Sword in Chinese is sometimes called a wisdom sword. It indicating must have proper determination to make necessary cut and cut off vexations. And then the Western Wide Eye Heavenly King carries a dragon, sometimes like a snake, in a hand. The dragon or snake, they belong to the same category, indicating constant change, unpredictable. Therefore, indicating one should be wide open your eyes and see things clearly in this unpredictable environment in order to control your destination. The Western knowledgeable Heavenly King carry a fan, Chinese type of fan, to indicate in the traveling and learning and listening from other person and environment, we must also know how to protect ourselves and shield ourselves with the fan so that we will not contaminate something. Umbrella? Or correction. It's umbrella, carry umbrella, which means cover, protection, so that we, in our traveling, to learn things from other people, we will not be contaminated. We will protect our purity of the mind, maintain the purity of the mind. And then there are also offerings before the statues. We not just burn, light up the incense and make offering to Buddha and request Buddha, Bodhisattva's blessing. We make the same incense offering. Incense indicates the fragrance of precept and samadhi. The light indicating the light of wisdom. The water offering indicating two things. When you look at the water, the clarity indicating the mind need to be pure like water, and unmoving surface indicating the mind need to be calm and the peace. So water offering is also educational, to remind ourselves to maintain pure and equanimity of the mind. The flower offering indicating the proper course. If you want to have certain results or a fruit out of the flower, you need to plant the proper seed, and that seed is the six paramita. With six paramita, the final fruit will come out, which is Buddhahood. And the flower, the fruits of many types we may offer, which indicating the karmic results. Remind us what kind of result we are anticipating, then we need to do what kind of planting, what kind of seed in order to get that result. If we do not understand the meaning, just making offerings as other people do, then people call us superstitious. We really deserve that criticism, because we cannot explain the meaning to them. Once we understand the meaning, and I have also explained in my travel to mainland China, the communists told me, we didn't know it's so wonderful, we want to practice Buddha Dharma. Buddha utilized his true wisdom and infinite enlightenment and also infinite compassion to help and teach all sentient beings away from suffering. Since ancient time, there are many schools practice Buddha Dharma. If they follow the proper theory and methods, they can have a lot. They have a lot of achievements, as we can see in the Buddhism tradition and record book. People who follow the proper method reach achievement. But in this generation, people who have reached spiritual achievement are very, very few. The person who can reach spiritual achievement must have already understand the Buddha Dharma in principle, and must also practice properly. And then the result is very natural. The success is very natural. In the Dharma ending time, like today, sentient beings are pretty heavy in their karmic obstacles. And that makes Buddha name chanting become relatively suitable, because it's easy to do. It doesn't take a long time practice. It doesn't even need a ceremony. And no matter what time, what place, you can always do your Amitabha chanting with sound or in silence. In 40 years of my experience in Taiwan, those who passed away through chanting Buddha name, I have noticed at least 500 people who have reached their spiritual achievement and away from samsara. In mainland China, in the same past 40 years, it's a big country, but still, according to the book prepared by Venerable Quan Lu, he mentioned about those cases with positive evidence and indication that a person's soul was born into Buddha Amitabha's Pure Land. There are about at least 100 people, and I certainly believe there should be more than that. It just he didn't know every single case. These are the concrete examples of spiritual achievement in modern time in the Pure Land School. As long as one can follow the five sutras taught by Buddha Sakyamuni and one Bodhisattva's like an essay or discussion, and then generate the two Bodhicitta mind and single-mindedly practice Amitabha chanting, is bound to have achievement. That shows the auspiciousness of this Amitabha practice. Ma Ming Bodhisattva has said, original realization nature was in the nature originally. And this unrealization was originally not there. That means our proper knowledge or the Buddha's knowledge was originally within ourselves. And evil thoughts or confusion was originally not within ourselves. Things, the Buddha nature was originally with ourselves, and those vexations are originally not with ourselves, within ourselves. So vexations, therefore, can be cut off or removed. And therefore, in principle and theory, we know the karmic obstacles can be overcome, and the Buddha nature can be realized because it was originally within ourselves. As long as we can stay firm with one simple statement of Namo Amitabha, continue doing that, we can cut off the bad habit. And with sincerity and patience in practicing, after some time, one can obtain the chanting Buddha name Samadhi, and then obtain liberation and freedom of the body and the mind. And then everything around oneself is no longer so troublesome. Liberation means what? Means free to go or free to stay. Whenever feel like to go to leave this world and to go to the Pure Land, one has the free will and capability to do it. If one tried to like to stay on earth for a little longer, one have that kind of capability if one have reached the chanting Buddha name Samadhi. Now why some people can obtain that kind of spiritual level and I cannot? It is because our practice is not hard enough. Then you may ask the question, how long do I practice Amitabha name chanting to gain liberation of the body and mind, so I can do anything freely to my own will? According to the records in the ancient Buddhist biography or records, if you practice diligently, it takes 3 years to reach the liberation due to Buddha name chanting Samadhi. Say if the nuclear bomb is going to explode above your head, but you already have reached Buddha name chanting Samadhi, you can smile to the nuclear bomb and say goodbye to the nuclear bomb, because you have the free will and the spiritual achievement to leave this world anytime you want. In the 1900s, a great scholar and a master called Ouyang Jingwu, he said, Dhamma, Buddha Dhamma, are very convenient and flexible. There are many doors leading toward the Buddha Dhamma and does not fix to any pattern. Sometimes, if it's useful, then can be approached directly. Sometimes, if it's not useful, then can be approached indirectly or reversely. However, the goal is always the same. That is to help sentient beings to get out of suffering and obtain happiness, to break through the confusion and become enlightened. That's why in Zen Buddhism, even scolding and beating to the students is also a method of education, and that is the true compassion. So we must know when a teacher gives you this kind of treatment, it is really for your ultimate good. This time, I was invited to Miami to teach Kristagaba Sutra for any place when they first start Buddha Dharma practice. I like to talk about this Kristagaba Sutra. Kristagaba means like earth that encompass everything, and also like a huge warehouse that stores everything. So our practice need to be like Kristagaba's name indicated, to have great capability to absorb everything and all everything from of the self nature, which can absorb and contain all the pressures. But I did not cover the Kristagaba Sutra as I originally planned, because we have 12 people who can perform English translation, and therefore I like to use this opportunity to touch different subjects which provide important Buddha Dharma concept and practice, and expound a little bit more so it can be all translated into English and therefore made into English books and circulate to benefit more people in this country particularly. But do not be disappointed. I will have talked about Kristagaba Sutra many times in other places. I will have the Chinese version after compiled, made into the tape, audio tapes, and mailed to Miami. And you can share the Kristagaba Sutra by listening to the tape. Actually, I cannot cover everything I like to cover, because time is limited. And the more we talk, the more profound meaning we find need yet to be discovered. But still, we have done more coverage than my first time teaching about the same subject in a Maju temple. Now we have a little bit more content and covered in English, and I feel very happy about this. That concludes the teaching for the past few days.